This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent us His kalam, the Quran al-Kareem, so that we may read it and reflect on it and live by it. And in this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us, and by His kitab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated us, by His kitab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered us from His anger into His pleasure. Those who accept the kitab and those who live by the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have accepted this honor and have accepted this position of being freed from the hellfire. And those who do not accept the kitab of Allah have not accepted this position. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a meter to check whether we are believers or not. It's a strange thing today that we seem to be believers only in one respect, which is that we believe everything we see on WhatsApp. It's strange, it's like a joke. People circulate all kinds of complete nonsense. And who are the first people to believe it and forward it? Muslims. Because we are believers. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is not the meaning of the word believer. Believer is a word of great honor. Mu'min, great honor. So who is a believer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it to our tender mercies to describe it and then to label ourselves or others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned five things as the criteria to check ourselves against to see if we are believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly, innama al-mu'minun, truly they are believers. Alladheena idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum, people who, when Allah is mentioned, something happens to their hearts. Their hearts are transformed. Their hearts respond. Their hearts are alive. Their hearts shiver with the glory and grace and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Their hearts shiver in anticipation of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they want more than anything else. Wajilat qulubuhum. These are the people when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned before them, this is what happens to their hearts. Their hearts do not remain the same. The heart changes. It shivers. Wajilat qulubuhum. When Allah is mentioned. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah, when the kalam of Allah is recited before them, it increases their iman. When they see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe, It increases their iman. Zadatum imana. Right? And the third condition that Allah mentioned, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, is an outcome of these first two things. And they have faith in Allah. They have complete and total belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do they have that? Because they know Allah. How do they have that? Because they have a ta'alluq with Allah, ta'alluq ma'allah. How do they have that? Because their hearts are filled with the khashyat of Allah. So the hearts shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. Wajilat qulubhum. Their hearts respond to the tilawat of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the heart is in that situation, when the heart is of that condition, then that heart has tawakkul on Allah. That heart has complete and total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody and nothing else. Right? وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُ. These three conditions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, my brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that these are three conditions of the heart. They are inside you. They are inside the person. The outside world cannot see it. Many times even we cannot see it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us two other conditions. He gave us two other criteria to judge. And these two criteria are in the external world. We can see them, people can see them.
الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
These are the people who established the salah. Allah did not say these are the people who pray. Allah did not say these are the people who make salah. Yeah, ajib. So many things which are translated wrongly. Aqimu salah, how is it translated in the Quran? We don't say, you never see the translation of establishing salah. But iqamati salah is to establish salah. We make salah, we do salah, we read salah, we do everything except establishing salah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to establish salah. Yuqimuna salah. What is the meaning of yuqimuna salah? What is the meaning of establishing of salah? Establishing of salah starts from establishing the hukumat, the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside myself, in my heart. Salah begins there. In my heart I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In my heart I say, Allahu Akbar. In my heart I say that there is no one greater than Allah. There is no one who is worthy of obedience than Allah. There is no one worthy of worship other than Allah. There is no one who fulfills every need of the slave except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah begins there. Salah is submission. It's not exercise. It's not yoga. It's not bending so that your back is supple. It is complete and total surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So salah begins in the heart. It begins as a state of mind which has no rebellion in it. People today say something, things like, I'm praying five times a day, bas, abhi kya hona? To Allah pe ehsaan kar rahe ho. People say, I'm praying five times a day, now what more do you want? So are you doing ehsaan on Allah? Are you doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he went in Isra wal Miraj, he said, in every heaven that I ascended to, he said, I saw angels, some in a state of sujood, some in a state of ruku, some in a state of qiyam. And he said, the one in the state of ruku will remain in ruku till the day of judgment. The one who is in sujood will remain in sujood till the day of judgment. They say, Ya Rasulullah, how many angels were there? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there were so many angels that because of their weight, he said, the sky was making a sound like a heavy man sits in a chair and the chair makes that sound, you know, that kind of groaning sound. So does Allah need your salah? Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Every single grain of sand, every single blade of grass, every single atom of every created thing, every single gust of wind, every single note of sound, every single radio wave, every single microwave, every single wave of the ocean, every single twinkling of the brook as it flows down through the stones, every flake of snow, every drop of rain, every mountain, every river, every valley, the sky itself, all the clouds in the sky, the sun and the moon, the entire universe, all that we know and all that we do not know, Sabbaha lillah. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah needs your salah. You pray 5 times a day, so what? You pray and I pray because we need the salah. We need to go and reiterate our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to go and get our visa stamped. We need to go and testify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that, Ya Allah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. I am yours. I ask only you. I worship only you. We need this. So Allah said, Alladhina yuqimuna as-salah, to establish salah. Starts with this attitude and continues to actually performing, actually establishing the ibadah itself. Making a wudu, going to the masjid or praying at home, as the case might be. Then the whole outward appearance of the prayer, standing with humility and submission. Not standing here and then scratching your ear and this, no. Standing with humility and submission. Understanding, antabudu Allaha ka'annaka tara. Understanding that I am standing before the one who sees me, who is seeing me right now as I am standing here, who is seeing, who can look into my heart and he knows what's in it. Standing with complete submission. Bowing with complete submission and ruku, falling prostrate on our faces in sujood. Recitation of the Quran beautifully, making du'as, all of this. A state of khushu in the heart. Fi salatihim khashiyun. Who are the mu'mineen? Fi salatim khushu. Khushu in the salah. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. And who spend from what we have given them. They see the opportunities to give charity as investment opportunities. Because they are investing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we invest in this world also. Right, share market, this, that, stocks. But when we invest in this world, we are never sure of what will happen. Like people discovered now, suddenly the share market collapsed. So your wealth decreased. But the one who invests with Allah, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَعَظَمَ أَجْرًا. The ones who sent their property, their goods, their investment before them by giving charity. Allah said, they have left a dua in the masjid. When you come next time, take it. She has made dua, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who are these people? These are the people who spend from what we have given. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the muhar. He is giving the certificate. He is giving the stamp. Allah is saying, these are the people who are the true believers. مُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. My brothers and sisters, I ask myself and you, the one who Allah pronounced as a true believer, will he go to Jahannam? Not possible, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree that all of you are designated as true believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah promised three things for these people. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these are the real believers. Right? First and foremost, Allah said, these are the people. These are the true believers. Ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. Then Allah said, lahum darajatum. Ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. Lahum darajatun inda rabbihim. They have stations of honor with their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And they have forgiveness from their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And they have a beautiful provision with dignity. Three things. First and foremost, stamp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say this is the true believer. May Allah give us all of this. May Allah give all of us the stamp to say this is a true believer. And then, darajat with Allah. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. Nobody can pronounce on behalf of whoever about somebody to say this person has this level and this standard. We don't know this. Do not speak about Allah without knowledge. That is the greatest crime. Darajatun inda rabbihim. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. And they will be forgiven. Allah is giving the bashara right here in this life. That when they are brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, Allah will forgive them. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Beautiful provision with dignity. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the kind of person who in this world also will be completely unstressed, which will be totally peaceful, very harmonious existence. A person who is not stressed about anything, a person who is not worried about anything, a person who is not hungering and hankering behind something. Heart is tranquil. Right? A maghfira. Allah has covered him with mercy. What is the result of Allah covering with mercy? Sakina, sukoon, peace in the heart. Warizqun kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him provision of great dignity. He will not have to ask anybody. He does not have to raise his hand to anybody. Allah will give him whatever he needs. If you just ask Allah, Allah will give him. If you do nothing, Allah will still give you. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us think about this. And let us say that this is something that we need. And then Allah said, Rizqun Kareem. provision of great dignity. Not running around like a, you know, like a wild animal in the forest trying to hunt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide from sources that you cannot imagine. With great dignity, and with, you will get enough for your needs, and you will get more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that while honoring you. And rizqun kareem in the akhirah is of course Jannah, inshallah. Lahum maghfiratun, lahum darjatum inda rabbihim, wa maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem. My brothers and sisters, the purpose of all of these reminders is for us to see these things and then bring them into our lives. So in these ayats, we have to check our hearts. What happens to my heart when Allah's name is mentioned? First condition, wajilat qulubuhum. What happens to my iman when I read the Quran? What happens to my iman when I look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I have tawakkul on Allah? That's an easy one. Because we like to say yes. If it is yes, why are you worried? If it is yes, why are you stressed out? If it is yes, why are you angry? People who have tawakkul do not do these things. They say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also that these are those people who Allah mentioned who give charity and so on and so forth. Can be yourself, can be others. And then Allah said when the ayat of Allah are recited, their iman increases. So does that happen to us? When we listen to the Quran, what happens to us? And then they have tawakkul, as I mentioned. Then do they establish salah? Establish, as I mentioned. We must look in our lives. We understood the meaning of establish. But am I doing it? Understanding the meaning of establishing, understanding the meaning of iqamati salat is not sufficient. Am I doing it? And then my charity. How much charity do I give? 2.5% zakat is, that's the boundary line. By paying that, I am entering Islam. If I refuse to pay that, I am out of Islam. I am saying in addition to that. Are you like Hatim al-Asam and Hassan Basri who said, anything zarura, zayad al-zarura, I give away. You don't have to be like that. You can keep some things for yourself, no problem, inshallah. But I'm saying to you, that these are the people who created standards. And they left a standard for us to follow, if you wish. Right? Think about that. And then, when we follow the standards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His mercy and He promised His forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, this is the time to think and to reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stopped our life, He stopped us running around like mad people like we used to do. He has given us time. Let us not waste that time. Let's not squander that time. The whole world has changed. People are talking about, they're saying, okay, now once this is over, then I go back to my normal. Remember, it is your normal that got you into this mess. So what of that normal do you really want to go back to? Or should that normal be changed? Please ask yourself this question. Today people are crying because they can't go to the masjid. Ask some of those who are crying, how many times did you used to go to the masjid when the masjid was open and the imam was calling, the muezzin was calling, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. So now what right do you have to say that, I am so sad the masjid is shut. How does it make a difference to you? You never went. Let's not do that. Let's establish this and understand that I am going back, I'm not going back to the normal I came from, I am going back to a new normal which I will create. I will not go back to the normal, I will take the normal with me, and that's the new normal that I will establish, inshallah. We ask Allah to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.